This is another episode of Savage Season, the podcast with your girl, Red Hot Tone. This is Darrell, straight out of New York, killing the fashion scene. Definitely check us out, styleyourswag.com, and on all social platforms at darrells.style. That's darrells.style. Hashtag style your swag. We out here.
In this bitch.
Disclosure. Savage Season, the podcast conversations with Red Eye Tone, is not for the weak-minded. Now let's go.
Okay, it's another episode. Savage Season, the podcast. And let's go. Oh, wait, did I forget to say the marathon continues? Now, let's go.
Hey, everybody. I want to say thank you so much to Darrell for going ahead and providing me that drop. But everybody, while y'all listening, definitely, especially if you're into fashion, make sure y'all check out the website, like he stated, styleyourswag.com. And then also go to Instagram and Facebook at Darrell's, that's with the S at the end, DERRELLS.style. Definitely go over there and check that out. They got some dope dresses and clothes. It's ridiculous. I'm trying to tell you something. And then also, look on the, like, scroll down a little bit on that Instagram page. You'll see it's a guys, it's a woman line that's some dresses, and I'm telling you, they are so beautiful, especially if anybody's getting married this year, this summer. Definitely look out. But also any models, you never know, they may need you. New York Fashion Week 2019, they have two dates, September 7th and September 8th. The first one is more boutique fashion week. The second one is the society. But definitely, I'll put all the information in the description box. And I want to say thank you again so much to Darrell for, you know, adding that drop to me. And y'all never know, y'all might see us doing business together soon. But thank you again. Thank you so much for tuning back into Savage Season, the podcast. As you guys probably see, if you are a regular listener, you will see that the title of the podcast has changed a bit. It's still the same, but it's changed just a bit. So basically, it is Savage Season, the podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone. The reason for that is I just wanted to actually express the type of conversation. When I say cultural, I definitely mean our culture. Quotation mark. Everyone that is with this mixed side of our culture know what I mean when I say that. But anyway, you guys have tuned into another episode. Do you guys see what this title is? Why do my timeline look like a damn nursing home? Seriously, y'all. Like, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about this Face app. Literally the app that's on iPhones and, well, on iOS, iPhones, and now Android. This Face app is, like, pissing me off. First of all, it pisses me off that it is such a, you know, current thing that is shown all on my timeline. But there's a couple points that's pissing me off about it. What's really pissing me off about it is the fact that we have people literally able to change the way they look. And I'm not really just talking about looking like somebody, great-grandmother, great-grandfather, or a hot grandpa, or a hot grandma. I'm literally talking about, if you don't press that grandma or grandma filter on the app, you can literally change the smoothness of your face. And I'm not talking about on no Snapchat filter, and I'm not talking about on no Facebook filter. I'm literally talking about a filter that will make you not look like you whatsoever. I seen a couple people do it, but somebody that I seen do it, somebody asked, oh my god, this is nice, how you do that? Somebody was like, Face app. I'm like, are y'all serious? Like, I see, and it's a couple people that I seen say that, and y'all gotta be kidding me right now. It's people that look like the bottom of a Jordan that been worn since 1997 and still worn to this day, that don't use a face changing filter or application. But then there's some, you know, that use it to change the body structure. But my it's not even a body structure that kills me. It's the face part of it. Now, we all like a different lightening in the background. We all like to look like, you know, we don't have no marks on our face. But when it's literally changing the structure of your eye without medical surgery or enhancement, you're changing the structure of your eye. You're changing the way your lips are plumped up or plumped down without getting them literally pumped up. You're changing the way your ears are formed to fit your face, and your face now ain't round no more. It's oval no more. It's round to fit the size of your body. Like, people are doing the craziest thing. But my problem is people just download anything onto their phone literally without even researching. Like, people don't understand that it's settings on your phone for you to turn off the microphone while you're using certain apps, so they can't pick up what you're talking about to advertise to you certain things. People don't even realize in Facebook that there literally is a button inside of your preferences, a thing in settings or privacy somewhere in there, where it literally advises you to turn off your microphone unless using the app. People have Facebook. Like, people don't realize that even though you on your iPhone or your Android and you have an application up, if you don't physically force close it like you would do on a computer, it's still running, especially on an iPhone. iOS software is something ridiculous. Why do you think that we update the phone so much? Not because they want you to buy a new phone, which they do. Not because of that. The reason why Apple does that is because they literally have to keep up with, you know, the apps that's coming out. With the apps that are coming out, the apps are more advanced, so the software they have to be more advanced. But they give you security settings. Apple actually go ahead and gets and has a whole dialogue that you can actually pull up on their website that explains to you their privacy methods. So do Facebook. So do Instagram. The person using the device, the person that is using the software, or the person that is using the app, it's up to them to use the skills that they got on Hooked on Phonics, or the skills that they received in grade school, elementary, to read the privacy settings. And you don't have to use them, but know what each one of them does, especially inside of your iPhone. Not just the iPhone. If you have a smart TV, not a smart TV, but if you have a extended unit for your TV, like a Amazon Fire Stick or a Fire TV or an Apple TV, there are privacy settings in there. Did you know that literally, if you have a Fire Stick, you could go on Amazon.com, go inside of your applications, or go inside of your Fire Stick that you have, and you could set the preferences so it does not record your voice when you're not using the device. If it's plugged up, and even if you don't not using, if it's plugged into your TV and plugged into that wall for Wi-Fi capability, and it has service to any source of internet, guess what happens? Even if you're not using it, and let's just say you're watching regular cable, or you're watching something on Netflix, and Netflix is embedded inside of your TV, that thing, as long as that thing has that light on in the back, it's still pulling Wi-Fi capability, and it's still pulling your voice when you're talking, if you do not go ahead and set that setting for it to go ahead and take it off. Did y'all know that? I bet you ain't know that. That's the crazy part. The crazy part about it is that all this information is giving to us. It's given to us, but we don't look into it. And the reason for me explaining that I just explained about us, about our culture, and about our culture, especially our younger culture, because the things that are spoken upon and the way people move nowadays within our culture, the younger culture, like the late 90s, 97, 98, 99 to the 2000s, the things that are out right now, and the freedom that, you know, that part of the young culture feels like they have is ridiculous. They feel like they are unable to be touched. So not just the fact that they're posting anything, like just posting everything, because believe you me, that happens, but they know what they're posting. And they have that knowledge to know this is right or this is wrong. But what they don't understand is that they have to look into further, because they could be sitting there talking about the biggest lick that they gonna pull off of whatever illegal ability it is, and it could be recorded. It's recording the whole time. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I got an uncle, and he said, I remember he used to say all the time, bless his soul, because things come out his mouth, but he would say all the time, he'd be like, smart TV, what I want a smart TV for? That's the government right inside the top of that TV. And I remember, this was a couple years ago too, I'll say this, but like before I educated myself, this was a couple years ago, and he said, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you stuck in the old school days, like, you watch Illuminati videos all day on YouTube and da 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 da. And he like, no, they are recording you. You better put a piece of tape or something in front of that camera. Now, I'm like, that's not even a camera. He's like, all right. I'm like, that's the sensor for your remote. All right. But even though that may have not been a camera, he was very right. Because it may have not been a TV, but it may have not been a TV, but if I had a device plugged to the back of it, it'd been a TV. Or he would say something about my iPhone. And, you know, he's like, iPhone, that's the government, so they can track you. Which, to be completely honest, came into play, because come to find out, I didn't have the prefaces for Siri. They say for Siri to know your voice and or know like any changes in your voice or changes in topics that you ask about or talk about, so they can make sure that, you know, Siri don't even help me on a day-to-day basis at all. I don't need her recording anything. Come to find out, you know, when you're talking about some people say all the time, I was talking about Fruit Loops, and let me tell you how I was talking about Fruit Loops 5 minutes ago to you. How the hell did I just sign on to Facebook and the first thing that popped up is a Fruit Loop ad for the same limited edition Fruit Loops I was talking about? Because you was on your device, or you were sitting in a room with the person and your privacy settings were not on. Every time you update your phone, check your privacy settings, your microphone settings. Check it all the time. Because what's happening is that your voice and what you're talking about is being embedded into your phone. Like, and you gotta look around you and look at the things that you're watching and what you're doing. Because not for nothing, right now they're saying FaceApp is, because it's a Russian company, the Russians did it just to have facial recognition of Americans. I'm not Russian. I have not one family member in Russia. Why is it an app that was created in January 2017? 2 years ago. A little over 2 years ago. Why? And when you see it, be like, the type of be like image editing. I ain't no image editing. That's people editing. Because literally, like, I literally have image editing apps. Like Lightroom by Adobe and Clip to Coupon and Canva and all, but my image editing apps do not do that to that extent. I'm trying to understand, why is our culture so free to do, because one celebrity posts a picture, they go through comments to see what did the celebrity use. And the weak mind of some people, I'm not saying everybody that did it is weak minded, I'm not gonna lie, I had downloaded that app, and when I seen it and what it could do, I deleted the app. The reason for that is because, one, I got Snapchat and I got a bunch of editing image apps that don't do to the extent of that, but it do what I needed to do for my brand and for me. Because I do not have, you know, the best systems to go ahead and, you know, edit pictures and make them look like I had them taken in a photography session, or I went ahead and had, you know, a professional go ahead and edit something for me. So I learned how to do it myself. But then you have people using it as their profile picture. I'm so confused. But the privacy portion of it is something severe, because things like this is put into our, in front of our eyes on a day-to-day basis. People do not understand that. There's a show that I know a lot of people probably know about. It's called American Horror Story. They had a season called American Horror Story Election. Basically, in the beginning of that season, the first episode basically was saying, was everyone was inside of, you know, their homes, and it was a security breach for the whole United States. And this boy, he was inside of his house with his family, and the door kicked in. It was a bunch of guys in black suits, and they came in the house and they grabbed him and left his family there and said they was coming to take him to protect him. He was like, you gotta take my family too. They was like, no, we want you. We was told to come get you. He was like, why me out of everybody? They was like, oh, because we have your data. He was like, data? And the guy was like, yeah, DNA. How the hell you got my DNA? You don't remember when you did, when you went ahead and you did, what is that called? When you swipe your mouth, when you went ahead and did, the family tree. When you went ahead and swabbed your mouth and you sent it out so you could see where you from. Ancestry.com, the mouth swab. You don't remember when you did that? Well, that's how your DNA got on file. Bruh, I know it gotta be somewhere at the bottom of the notification, of the email, the, you know, the thing that you sign or the paper you get in the box right right when you swab your mouth. I know that's at the bottom of there. I'm surprised. And if it's not, that I know that it has to be somewhere within that kit that you get to tell you where your information is going. But our culture needs to pay more attention. Like, for real. The Face app is a mobile application, like I stated, for iOS or Android, but it was developed by a Russian company, a wireless lab. What the hell is a wireless lab? Where's the wireless lab at? People make applications for iPhones all the time from home. Go on Fiverr.com. And you can get somebody to make you an app. Just pay them. Independent contractors. What is a wireless lab? But anyway, it says it uses artificial intelligence. So you mean to tell me a robot to generate highly realistic transformations of faces? I wish y'all can see my face right now looking at some of these pictures that is on my timeline. Highly realistic transformations of faces and photographs. Check this. The app can transform a face to make it smile, look younger, look older, or change gender. Take away the change gender and leave the other three I just mentioned. And this right here, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm getting this off of Wikipedia, but this is common knowledge right now. Like I always tell y'all, I research while I'm on the topic, so y'all know where I got the information from. I ain't, you know, bullshitting nobody. I'm telling y'all what it is. Because look older. Like I said, move the fact of the change gender, because I think that's funny, and Snapchat had that for a while. But let's go back to the look older. Okay, understandable. That's a hee hee ha ha moment. But then look at the look younger. Look at that. So you mean to tell me you got cougars that could fake somebody, that really could fake their age and get like a 15, 16? That is crazy. You know what that is? That caused ability for either sexual assault, for either rape, or that caused ability for sex trafficking. And then you mean to tell me this app could change your... So you mean to tell me if I'm frowning to the point where I got wrinkles inside of my forehead, you mean to tell me the app can make me smile? You mean to tell me if I've been drinking coffee and haven't picked up the toothbrush in my bathroom for about 10 months? You mean to tell me that my teeth could get white? Yo. So anyway, it was launched in 2017 on iPhone, and then it was launched in January 2017, and then it was launched in February 2017. There are multiple options to manipulate the photo. And it can change your makeup, your smiles, your haircut, hairstyles, glasses, ages, or beards. It can put lens blurs in the background, give you tattoos. especially if you pay for the app. They didn't say that in there, but I know that's what it is. But anyway, so basically, the little portion that I want to touch on, when we come back from some very knowledgeable information I'm going to give you guys, is the fact of the latest news of the Russians having access to your facial recognition and your, you know, your facial recognition. If they have access to your facial recognition, you don't think by downloading the app they have access to your personal documentation with inside of your phone that you approved and said yes to because you had to get through that portion when you downloaded the app. Like I say, Savage Season, the podcast is not for the weak-minded. So please, if anyone likes the app, please don't get offended. And if you do, then I apologize. But my disclosure was in the beginning of the episode. This is something that I really think that our culture really needs some information on and needs to take time to listen to. Because that privacy setting in every app that you use and on your phone, your devices, your streaming devices and all such shit inside of your car on that Bluetooth and all of that, that's something. Because really quick before I go into some knowledgeable information for y'all, like I always say, did you know that I got something for you? One day, me and my significant other drove, we was in a parking lot, and I went inside the store. I had one of those, I had an older Chrysler, and I had one of them to play the radio. I mean, to play the device on my phone, I had to plug it inside of my radio, and then I had to turn, you know, the station to the same station that was on, the station it asked me to, and it will basically connect to my phone. Do you know because of that station, a car right next to ours, a girl was in the car on her phone. He heard the whole conversation coming through the speaker of my car. Her conversation in her car, where she was, came through my speaker in my car through a radio station. Think of that. Think about that. Let it sit on your brain for a minute. And while sitting on your brain, I'm going to give you some knowledgeable information, though, for real, for real. And this is me giving back to basically other podcasters, other entrepreneurs, other business owners, people that are thinking about creating a brand, and people that just need some inspiration. Take a listen. I'll be right back.
This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams. So many people are asking me, like, how do I live my dream, Gary? And, you know, I don't have time. I have mortgages and bills and responsibilities in my job. I don't have time for my side hustle, my Twitch channel, my Instagram account, my Shopify store selling hoodies. And I keep getting to this new place, which is, talk to me about your bills. Like, why'd you buy an apartment that stretches you? Why is your car so fancy? Like, why do you need the new Gucci every time? Like, why are you going out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night? Like, why are you going to Coachella? Like, why are you going to Avengers opening night and buying the biggest piece of popcorn and candy? Like, the answer to all of your questions is not how much money you make or how much time you have. It's what you're spending your money on. Why do you want the newest pair of Yeezys? Why? Why? You're not entitled to your dream. You're not entitled. Nobody's entitled to be an amazing dancer. Nobody that tours the world and gets to dance and open for Beyonce and make $580 a year and fucking live it and go to fucking, you know Monaco on the fucking weekends. Like, it's not how it works. Everybody starts at zero. Some people start at different places, but anybody who does it for themselves has to sacrifice. Like, yes, like, move. Like, my city's expensive, move. Like, my car payments are high, sell your car and buy a piece of shit car, take the bus. This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams. We're talking about, like, I wanna be a professional gamer. We're talking about, I wanna get paid $200,000 to give a speech. We're talking about shit that isn't normal. Dreams require sacrifices. People don't want to sacrifice. Like, some reason, DNA, parenting, circumstance, I'm on the extreme end of everything's my fault. Nobody owes me shit. I shouldn't get anything unless I bleed for it. it's one big framework, D-Rock, of like, of self-esteem, lack of self-esteem, slash insecurity, entitlement, or accountability. It's these huge things. I'm not judging people, other than I'm asking people and I'm bringing up a different debate that isn't being talked about a lot, which is why do you want to go to Coachella? That's what I'm interested in.
Okay, so like I said, I wanted to make sure that within the middle of the segment, I gave you guys some very good information. The information I want to give you guys is basically for my entrepreneurs, my branders that's creating brands, my self-employed, my freelancers, anyone that has a creative idea in their head that they want to do something with and they need to market themselves and they need to basically have just not just the inspiration and the motivation, they also need to go ahead and they need to have what I love to call somebody that literally, you know, gonna be straight up and give no fucks. Like I stated, once again, this podcast is not for the weak-minded. And the reason why I just did my disclosure once more again, I just want y'all to realize something. When y'all get a chance, go on to Instagram or Facebook. I prefer Instagram, or you can do YouTube if you want to visualize. But you can visualize on Instagram too with IGTV. So there is actually what we call a, I call him a motivational speaker, but he also is a business owner. He has so many businesses. This man is so smart. His name is Gary Vee. I mentioned him in my last episode. The reason why I wanted to take time out to go ahead and speak about him is because, like I stated all the time, I started my podcast up a couple of months ago, about in April, and I was not aware who Gary Vee was. And the way I found out who he was is in my recording and in my depth, you know, research and follow-up of the type of investments that Nipsey Hussle was in when I did my podcast. And the reason for that is definitely because I just needed to know where his mind was at, that he was, you know, investing within himself and making sure that his kids and his girl and whoever he loved was good for the rest of their lives, and what made him come up with an album that cost $1,000 or $1 million, I think it was. It was $100,000 for an album, I believe. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, as I researched though, I ran into a YouTube video, and the YouTube video was by Gary Vee, and he was expressing, you know, his feelings for the passing of Nipsey Hussle, but he also was stating that he had to take time, and he actually took as much time as took me to record, cause for my respects, it was around that same time where he went ahead and he released that episode. Now, released that footage. Now, the thing with it is that the footage had him and Nipsey Hussle in it, and it was an interview, you know, a conversation him and Nipsey Hussle was having, and he went ahead and he edited the video and the footage, and he went ahead and posted it, and I said, who is this guy? Because, you know, like, for Nipsey Hussle to say he is one of the main people that, you know, he looked up to when it came to this entrepreneur and investing in yourself. And I looked him up, and from that day forward, I go on his page every day. I have him on Instagram, I have him on Facebook, and I also follow him on YouTube. He has a podcast, but he also is a motivational speaker and an inspirational speaker, and he goes to places and he speaks. But he also has what we call a real in-depth, real life conversation within, like I have on my podcast, a conversation with my audience without me literally speaking, you know, in terms with my audience, like face to face. But he literally has a conversation within. He could say 10 sentences and you can relate. The reason why I'm stating this information is because if you're building your brand, he has very good knowledge. He has blogs, he has podcasts, he has videos, he has posts, he has inspirational one sentences. I mean, he has it all, but he actually helped me to understand what I have to do and how to motivate myself and how much time I have to put into putting into my brand, if you know what I mean. He lets us know that the best platform we have right now is the platform of social media. Lets us realize what day and age we're in. Lets us realize that for every moment we're laying around or sitting around, we can be doing something productive. For every moment we're laying around or sitting around and watching TV or Netflix, we can actually be also have our phone in our hand, and we can actually be looking at things that can motivate us or things that can excel us to be greater. The best thing that you can do when you start a brand is get yourself together, but then also hire people to expand your brand, but also expand the community and their knowledge of entrepreneurship. He's an investor on Facebook, Snap, Venmo, and Uber, and he's a CEO of Vayner Sports and Vayner Media. He also has a station called 137 PM, is a hot new website, and he also has a brand of wine, and the brand of wine he actually has is called Empathy, and he put it out, and he basically did it for his father. And all I can say is that I do not want to tell you so much about him. I do not want to write a biography about the man. I want you guys to get all the information on listening to at least one video. You could do it two ways. You could search him by Gary V. That's G-A-R-V as in Victor, E-E. Or you can go on my Instagram handles and I tag him in everything. My most recent one I tagged him in was actually the post that I put up in my stories that states no one gives a fuck. It wasn't about me per se. It was about, or anyone giving a fuck about what I have going on. I understood the message. No one gives a fuck about anything you have going on, not because they don't want to, it's because they don't have to. They have their own things going on. The person that needs to give a fuck is you, and you're the one that has the fuck to give. You get what I'm saying? And the vulgar, to me, the way he speaks is not vulgar. He speaks so that our culture can understand, basically. But like I said, go on my own social media accounts and definitely look him up. That was some help that I wanted to give out, because he helped me in the way I think and the way for me to build my brand and actually enlarge my brand. And I just hope that, that helps everyone else. It's doing it for the culture, right? Thank you so much for tuning back into Savage Season, the podcast. I hope that the information that you heard earlier helped you out. And also, I definitely want to state that that song that you heard in the background and hearing right now is definitely somebody that you guys definitely need to download. His name is Jason Sayre. He is a R&B artist, and the voice is amazing. And he is actually on the rise right now. That song that you're listening to right now is in the background is called What You Like. It's available on all platforms. Apple Music, Spotify Music, as you heard, is also available on Amazon Music, Google Play Music, and whatever streaming device you use, whatever you use to listen to music, it's there. Definitely download it and let us know what you think. Also, follow him on Instagram. I'm going to leave his ad inside of the description box below. But once again, you guys, while you guys are listening to that sexy voice and also listening to the next hit single that's going to come out, I want to go back into what we were speaking about a little while ago. So once again, we're talking about this Face app. The app is getting on my damn nerves, y'all. So like I always say, let's go into it, not for the weak-minded, and let's go. Okay, so the Face app. Y'all heard what I just mentioned a little while ago, but I just want to get into the fact of the nitty and gritty and what is coming out and how basically the United States is on a digital freak out, basically. I'm actually gathering information from the New York Times as I'm speaking, so you guys know where I got it from. Eagle Google Point. So if you guys, like I always say, I give you guys knowledge for you guys to stop listening to me and either create something, research something, or educate yourself. Either form, I'm just here to help everyone out. Our culture, right? Okay, so basically, the Face app is basically a Russian app. They're stating that it's a plot to steal your personal data and per se from Americans. So basically, security experts are saying many had gathered, the information and has been talking about the subject for quite a while. The crazy part about it, quite a while, is something that is not the time frame of what's been happening currently. Quite a while, this app has been fluctuating around Instagram and on Facebook to change people's faces and make them look older and look like they're from a nursing home all on my timeline, from them literally having a smile when they had a frown when they took the picture. But this actually only has been within the last 2.5 weeks, right? What is a wow? What have security experts been researching for a while that this hasn't been shut down by now? Basically, in the New York Times, it definitely states you are what you post, and what you post certainly be vulnerable to all kinds of misuse around the globe, as what I was speaking about earlier with having your privacy settings and not knowing how to use them and not knowing what you're basically doing when you're downloading apps. But basically, the apps run by companies and they're located outside of the United States. So when you're downloading an app, you can definitely see before you download it where the app was created. If the app wasn't created in the United States, but is using your personal information and you're paying subscription fees and you're putting in your card information and, you know, you're importing pictures to export the pictures after you edit them, whether they're Face app or any other app, and it's not created in the United States and you haven't done any research on it, haven't read the reviews, the only reviews you're seeing is from posts on social media or any other form that is not within inside of the app download itself, like in the App Store or the Google Play Store. You're not reading those reviews. You're not seeing what people are basically using it for. Let me tell you something. Understand this. There are contracts that people sign daily, and they work, and they're independent. And what they do is that they'll go ahead and they download apps from the contract that they're asked of them to get paid. They download the app, use the app for a certain amount of time. Then they go inside of those reviews and they put a very informative review. Now, when you download an app and you see it has over 10,000 users, and you look at your iPhone, now I'm not too knowledgeable when it comes to Android, so I'm talking about Apple right now, but I know for a fact that Android has this feature because they have to have it. It could be a privacy sue if they don't have it, you feel me? So if you go inside the App Store, right, and when you go inside of there and you go download an app, so let me just go on my App Store so I can verbally tell y'all exactly how this is done. So you go inside your App Store. Inside of the App Store, let's just say we're going to search, matter of fact, I'm going to do Face app. Face app has, oh, I wish I knew how many it had before this really popped off. But right now, Face app has 856 downloads with literally 4.7 stars. Okay, and out of the 856 ratings, 856,000 ratings, right? So the last update on here was 3 days ago. Now, when you scroll down, right? You have the option on leaving your own rating by tapping one of the stars. And once again, like I said, you probably can do this inside of the Google Play Store. But you have that option. Now, the first thing they show you is one, only one review. They do not, you know, you literally have to look at the blue outline letters. So the blue outline letters on the right side next to ratings and reviews says seal. You press that. Now, the first one that populates is the latest one, which is the one that's showing. Or sometimes they can make it for the most productive one for them to show so that they can get more downloads and such. So basically, as I'm scrolling and scrolling, all of these reviews, I would say the way you would check to see if there is pork inside of something if you were a Muslim and don't eat swine is the same way you need to be looking through these. I mean, besides not just the subject titles, like really read it. Like when y'all get a chance, go on the App Store and pull up Face app. When you go inside of Face app, you'll see these. Like people do they first, you know, do they first initial review, and then after a while they go ahead and they do a follow-up review, and they don't edit the stars, but they'll edit the subject title and they'll edit the information. So one of them I'm looking at, actually, let me see, it's actually one, the latest one, I think. Yeah, what's today? No, it's not. The latest one that the first one I see is from Wednesday. The next one that I see right under is from Saturday. The crazy part about it is that it has 5 stars. So you press more and you'll see that the person that posted it, they posted an update right under the initial, you know, writing of their review. The initial writing of the review is crazy, saying that people is like raving about this, blah blah blah. You scroll down, you'll see that is completely gone now, and all you see is the 5 stars still has 5 stars. The subject title, though, is updated to say crazy, accurate, and not unsafe. And not safe. But my quote is not unsafe. Should have said not safe. But anyway, still has 5 stars. But then, when you look right under it, it says, you're saying that, you know, face app sales or your photos, such and such and such. Yes, it says it, whatever case may be. But then, it states that the person read the privacy policy before using it, and it states you don't, if you don't want your photos to have the very small possibility of being used out of millions of users and billions of photos, don't download. Many app users and servers that also have advanced effects like this, because the effects are amazingly detailed. It's a lot of fun to play with, and it's more powerful than I would ever have expected in an iPhone app. Basically, merge what the app said and their feelings on it, and to be completely honest, think about it. Basically just said that it says that if you download it, even though it's a million users, 9 times out of 10 your picture can be used. People take pictures all the damn time, and they go ahead and they will download it on their computer. Then they will once again sign a contract to work for somebody, and then go ahead and sell pictures, just like paparazzi will sell the pictures on, and then they will go ahead and get money for pictures that somebody else took or that they took. And it could be your picture. But in this case, that's not what's happening. The Russians is actually saving the picture. They save every single thing that goes on to the app. It's like the internet. Once you post something, no matter if you delete it, if you take it off your page or delete your resume, you done sent it somewhere, it's inside of that email, it's on a PDF document, whatever the case may be, it's still on rotation. It's a marathon. It's going to keep continuing. It's not going to stop because it's already in the system. Russians already have it. So basically, at the end of the day, the New York Times is definitely saying there's a lot of proof that people are not taking adherence to basically the privacy statements, but they're also, for what they're taking adherence to is the fact that celebrities like Jonas Brothers and basically all over the Shade Room and such are posting it, which caused the frenzy of the nursing home media on Facebook. They're starting to post it on their social media photographs and such, and making them look like older men or such, but like I see, making people look completely different. Mariah Carey have made a statement saying face app is not something that she would acknowledge, and it doesn't even exist to her. Very smart. But understand that the Democratic is even into the political portion of it, because the Democratic National Committee sent out an alert basically advising everyone who work on presidential campaigns to delete the app from their phones, largely because Face App's creator, Wireless App, is based in St. Petersburg, Russia. Now, if they are telling people from the presidential campaign to delete the app, that means that it literally takes your information. Now, like I said earlier, understand, it doesn't take just your picture. Understand what everything else you have on your phone, especially if you have Apple. You have an Apple Wallet. Your Apple Wallet is very convenient for you to store and for you to change the information on your debit cards and credit cards. But what also can happen is that at the same time, you do have the physical print, you know, the correct one showing on your phone, which means that if it has access to your camera, it can take a screenshot without you noticing at any time, whether your phone is locked or unlocked. Now, if it does this, what if you're on your wallet page when that happens? They have those numbers. They even have the configured number that Apple creates to save you and to save you from being security breached when it comes to, you know, your identity being taken from using online services to go ahead and do shopping. So if that's the case, why is it a national security and privacy risk of millions of U.S. citizens by the government? But everyone is still going along with this. It's still up. It's not taking down. 8.50 something. Wait, did I say 8.50? I know it's in 100,000. About to be a million. 850 something thousand people are actually using this app. Well, review the app. So if it's that many people, imagine how many people download it. And me per se, I have. And didn't take one picture. But definitely see that if they're asking you to go ahead and say, you can use this picture, you can edit your picture, and it's free. Mind what I just said? It's free. If it's free, okay, that's one thing. But then it's asking you to go ahead and pay for you to go ahead and get what? To change your frown into a smile. And to change your ugly made face, if you feel that's what it is, into something that you feel everyone wants to see. And like I said, if a pair of Jordans have been worn since 97, and every single freaking day from 1997 till today, and then play bowling and walk down blocks and blocks in. And you literally can, if that was a face, you could change it to make it look like you purchased them this morning and still stood on a line for a lease. Is that serious? So if that's what's going on, but then they ask you to pay for something, everything in your phone is basically breached. Everything. Including if you have Dropbox, if you have anything to access a password, because they can have the passwords. Due to the fact they have access to everything. Imagine that. So once again, like I stated, this is something I felt like was very knowledgeable to be created out there, because people write posts, people write statuses, people do all of that, and people like it, people share it, but people don't really look into it. One thing, like I say, my motivational speaker that I listen to daily, Gary Vee, this is something he says. I give you information. What you do with the information, that's on you. It's people all day that would like a post, that would comment on a post, like, I hear you, you real. But when you leave from here, I don't see you do anything 5 years from now. You actually probably lost followers from 5 years from now. Your brand probably is not even nothing 5 years from now. It don't even exist 5 years from now. Or whatever the case may be, or you gave up 5 years from now. Or from an entrepreneur, you went to working in McDonald's at a register 5 years from now. Because you like posts, you look at posts, everything is cool, but do you take initiative from it? Exactly. And this is the point where I'm speaking of. Have you taken anything from this? Because what I'm trying to tell you is not just the nursing home that's on your page and the hee hee ha ha behind that. It's behind the fact of really researching every app that you put on your phone. Not even just that, looking into your Fire Sticks, your Fire TVs, and all of that. Anything that you use that's considered smart, you need to look at it and see if it's a privacy breach on there. Any uploads, any downloads, any updates. Look to see if anything changed when you did that to any device that you have, because it is definitely serious. Because when I can tell you, your Fire Stick does not come with a antivirus system or a security breach or a hole like your computer does. Your phone doesn't need that. VPN will not save you. So you guys definitely, especially our culture, our younger generation, y'all definitely have to look into that. People are having kids. They're posting, you know, they have things of their kids. People, they do sex trafficking. They do all of that every single day. Every single day. But you're just freely giving out these pictures because you see somebody that you have seen on TV or a song that you don't listen to, or somebody that got 2 million followers on Instagram, whatever the case may be. You see them posting a picture. You think it's hee hee ha ha funny. But look at the people that's really not posting the pictures, and look at the position that they're in. Jessica Hilarious made a good point the other day. She said, everybody is sitting here yelling, it's a hot girl summer and it's a hot boy summer, but the same ones that's yelling that is the same ones in the whole relationship. In a whole relationship, city girls is hollering, I'ma take this, I'ma take that, I'ma take this, I'ma take that. But then you got what? A whole relationship and a whole pregnant rapper, but she's preaching for you to do something. She's preaching what she been did or what she did. Definitely do not follow behind, you know, what you're hearing, because there's something behind all of that. Because I tell you what, I'm fine. I don't need a hot girl summer because I have a whole relationship. But what you looking for is a hot girl summer or a hot boy summer, and you supposed to have a whole thing at home. But because you heard that, that's what you're preaching, right? I'm fine. Understand. But anyway, you guys, I hope you say something from this. And once again, I definitely just wanted to say, you know, if your pockets is not fat, get them fatter. And if you guys, once again, want to do any cross promotions or need help with anything or want me to just promote anything, definitely you guys are going to hear my handles and such coming up in a bit, like regular rotation. And definitely what? Cross your T's and dot your I's. And if your pockets is not fat, get them fatter. Bye, everybody.
We are your money, bitch, and I am the leader. He are currency, Mac, May, and D-Raw. And I just signed a chick named Nicki Minaj. Hear me? I'm still spitting like a retard. And these niggas soft, they should be rapping in leotards. Nigga, we in charge. Baby, put me in charge. And I'm just murdering niggas free of charge. You dig? Just holler back, I see a Sarge. I'm so motherfucking high, I can eat a star. Yeah, let me upgrade you. You may not be a model, but I can front page you. You know I'm nasty, excuse my behavior. Let me just taste you. We can fuck later. Sitting in the coupe.
looking like a racer. Top peel back like the skin of a potato. Seat way back, listening to Anita Baker. I am by myself, smoking weed by the acre. Holla go gator, ain't nobody greater. Leave with some bullet holes the size of craters. You ain't heard the latest, Weezy F the greatest. Battle anybody, nigga, fuck over your favorite. It's a new game and I'm the coach like Avery. Leave it to the flow, we getting dough like the bakery. I don't really want to, but these niggas making me. Put a motherfucker on ice like maple leaves. Has a hockey team and I ain't on no hockey team. But I'm a champion, where's the fucking Rocky theme? Damn, rest in peace Apollo Creed. I'm a monster, every day is Halloween. A lot of syrup, a lot of pills and a lot of weed. And I keep my pockets green like a pot of peas. And if you're hating, baby, you can get a side of these. These nuts in your mouth, can you swallow, please? Yeah, I'm so hot I freeze. Big balls and they jangle like a lot of keys. Even deaf bitches say hi to me. She tell a blind bitch and she say, I gotta see. Young Carter, darling, understand I am Michael Jordan ballin'. Yes, I'm a dog, I'm a hard, your homie. I'm a boss, your man's just an employer, mommy. Let me upgrade. Let me upgrade you. Upgrade you. Wait.
Don't forget to go ahead and put the names for Instagram right there inside the search box and follow me. I have two Instagram pages, Savage Season _ the podcast, and that's directly for this podcast. If you want to be a part of it, if you want to sponsor it, if you want to have anything to do with it, or just want to reach out to me and do a segment on something, that's Savage Season _ the podcast. And then we have my personal, Red _Renee _ High Tone. And if I'm talking too fast, you guys know you can press that button right there. That's just the fast New Yorker in me. Go ahead, copy them. IG names, go ahead, put them in the search box. Go ahead, press enter, go ahead. Support also, there's a link down here. You know, you can go ahead, you can send me some money and build me up, and I will definitely look out for you.
Quick disclosure. Once again, Savage Season, the podcast is not for the weak-minded. Okay, with that said, the marathon continues.